Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 26th of August, The Marriage of Abraham and Sarah. The marriage of Abraham and Sarah is a particularly helpful example for us, and we will draw several lessons from them in relation to the establishment of a godly marriage covenant and the bringing forth of godly seed. The key point is that reformation in their marriage enabled them to bring forth godly seed. Notably, however, the fruit of their marriage covenant prior to this reformation was Ishmael, a son brought forth according to the flesh. It was only after Abraham and Sarah had joined a process of marriage reformation initiated by God that they were able to bring forth Isaac, who was born according to the Spirit. Importantly, we see that all the identities who had been lost in Adam were now recovered in Abraham through faith. As the Lord said to Abram, "In you all the families of the earth, through which these identities are born, shall be blessed." Every person would need to first become a son of Abraham through faith in order to inherit the promise of the Spirit and then be born again as a son of God. Through the faith of Abraham and the faith of Sarah, we see a numberless multitude of sons of men, likened to the dust of the earth, who could be born of God. The scriptures teach us that Sarah obeyed her husband, calling him Lord. As the Apostle Peter stated, "For in this manner, in former times, the holy, that is, sanctified, women, who trusted in God, also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good, that is, the works of sonship, and are not afraid with any terror." Sarah's obedience to Abraham marked her connection through faith to the order of headship. She was sustained by the faith that she received from the word that was declared to Abraham. It had become her faith. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 4, verse 23, Galatians chapter 4, verse 29, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, Romans chapter 4, verse 16, Genesis chapter 13, verse 16, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 3.